The State Department hopes to tap into veterans' overseas experiences with a new program. The Veterans Innovation Partnership launched last month, and its goal is to apply service members' skills to foreign policy and international affairs. Drew O'Brien is the Special Representative for Global Partnerships at the State Department, and he joins us now. Drew, good morning.
Morning, Emily.
So I gave a little clue as to what this program is about. Why don't you describe it for us?
Absolutely. Going back a couple of years to when Secretary Kerry joined the State Department, and I had a previous history with the Secretary in the Senate, worked for him for many, many years, and as a veteran himself, we worked on many issues that were veteran-oriented. He said to me in my first weeks here that he wanted to do something in the State Department that would help veterans. And we had a number of conversations with a number of individuals and groups about how we could sort of make the square peg in a round hole fit. And the theme that kept coming back was employment. And there's a lot of great groups that do veterans employment programs. There's Helmets to Hard Hats. There's the Wounded Warrior program. A lot of companies individually do remarkable jobs of trying to bring veterans onto their payrolls in jobs that, you know, run the whole gamut of the service industry and finance, technology. So we realized after some of these conversations that your average veteran who comes back after 2 years, 4 years, you know, any number of years of service has all of this knowledge about foreign relations. They know demography, religion, culture, geography. They know people personally. And it didn't necessarily translate into a career that they could have at the State Department or at USAID or even working for a multinational company in their global affairs network.
And let me ask you why not, because it seems, especially as you describe it this way, that they would be a perfect fit.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? It's just that it's a niche that people haven't tapped into yet. And now what we're trying to do is sort of open that door and raise some awareness that, in fact, these veterans, men and women who've done this service, have this knowledge, have the education, that they're going to be remarkable additions to your organization. So the Veterans Innovation Partnership will bring veterans into the State Department for a year. They'll work in different bureaus all throughout the building. The idea is to gain, you know, what you would call creditable experience on their resume, and they'll network. And we have to, you know, we're going to engage them in some other programs to introduce them to some of the corporate sponsors and, you know, spend a year learning how to be sort of, you know, operate in the State Department and other federal agencies and how to deal with corporate America.
It sounds like an internship.
It's a fellowship, and I would sort of characterize an internship as a fellowship as an internship sort of for graduate students, somebody with a little bit more experience.
So what sort of veteran are you looking for?
We're looking for a veteran that has recently finished their graduate degree, someone who's looking to, you know, is entering the job market, it's veterans with master's degree completion and in the job market and looking to make something for themselves.
And what sort of work will they be doing at the State Department?
Well, we have, you know, for example, so they will, as I mentioned, they'll work in all different bureaus all throughout the building. We have the first several working in our office in Global Partnerships, and our office, the Secretary's Office of Global Partnerships, is the entry point for collaboration between the State Department and the private sector. So we deal with private companies, we deal with NGOs, we deal with universities and civil society. So the first two are already here. One of them is actually engaged in helping us advance the VIP program to its next level, more students, more sponsors, more involvement from people around the building. And then the others are working on our day-to-day partnerships.
We're speaking with Drew O'Brien. He's the Special Representative for Global Partnerships at the State Department. Earlier, you described this as sort of fitting a square peg in a round hole. And you have an up-close opportunity to observe this now because it's happening in your department. What are, would you say, the major differences between how the military and veterans see international relations and diplomacy and how, say, foreign service officers or others who grew up in the State Department see it?
You know, I wouldn't say that there's not a lot of difference, actually. It's a very good question, Emily. And I think what you find is a lot of the work we do is mission-driven, particularly in this office. It's mission-driven. It's driven around various partnerships that we form in technology, in education, in health, you know, we do in entrepreneurship. So our work here is mission-driven, as is a lot of the other bureaus around the building. And when you sign up, you're buying into that mission. And there's really, there's a lot of symmetry between what I would call the foreign service culture and the military culture. I mean, they're really looking, all of us are looking to advance, you know, America's ideals and interests worldwide.
So then why do you think that the military, especially people who have had these sorts of overseas experiences, aren't necessarily gravitating to the State Department, that there is a need for this type of program?
Well, I think there's several different ways to secure employment in the State Department, and there's working as a civil servant, and there's working as a foreign service officer, and then there's a small number of people who come in as political appointees. But the first two, I think the issue is the first two groups are doing their training. They're going to work as a civil servant, you know, at 18 or 21 or, you know, in their younger years. And someone who's a foreign service officer is doing their education, both undergraduate and graduate. I think what's happening with the person who's the military is they're doing their military service. They may be a non-traditional higher ed student. They may be doing their service and going to college later, which means they get their graduate degree later. So I think it's really a matter of semantics, and it's a matter of timing. But there's a lot of symmetry among the same groups.
I know you're just actually starting this with the inaugural class, but how many people are participating, and how do you see this program growing?
So we have six that are the first class will be six, and it will take place throughout the course of this year. We're actually trying to figure out the plans about how we grow it incrementally. There's been significant commitment. One of the things that we didn't anticipate, which was a very nice surprise, is we went out and talked to other people inside the State Department about this program, and would they be interested in hiring a veteran, bringing a veteran into their operation. We actually were met with some financial commitments from various departments and bureaus, which was a nice surprise, because we were able to increase our commitment to hire a bigger class. And not only do we hope to increase that in the coming years, but we hope to increase our corporate sponsorship and corporate involvement. So we'll grow it incrementally, but we really want this to be, I mean, the idea is to do it slowly, deliberately, and make it last.
And we've been using the word sort of internship or fellowship, but it is a paid opportunity.
Paid opportunity for 1 year.
Okay. And so what sort of things do you hope the veterans do afterwards? And do they have any sort of special avenue now to permanent jobs at the State Department?
The way, you know, it's, so what I hope is that the veterans that come in that understand at the end of the year that they've come to understand how the State Department operates, how we engage in diplomacy and development globally, that they have an understanding in a very broad way of how this building, how the secretary operates, how his staff operates. And I forgot your second. What was your second question, Emily?
Well, what sort of things do you expect that they are going to do after this year? And also, with regards to finding jobs at the State Department, do they have a special sort of entree or shortcut, if you will, to getting jobs there?
I wouldn't call it a shortcut, but the fellows, and then there's a number of different fellowships that take place here, so this is the newest one. Fellows have a unique opportunity to be what I would call network themselves, you know, while they're here. And we do, in our office, we do a fair amount of interaction with other departments, other bureaus, and there's always an opportunity for people here to shine, particularly people who are in a fellowship opportunity. So I hope that, you know, they network, they get to know other people who do different things. You know, one of the conversations that, as far as their long-term plans, I hope they do find employment here because I think they're valuable. So, I mean, I can tell you the ones that are already here right now are remarkable additions to the office. One of the, going back 2 years, one of my first conversations with a large multinational company, as I was describing what we were trying to do, this gentleman said to me, those are exactly the kind of people we want to hire for our global business. So I hope corporate America takes notice that these are people that have this, not only this great experience, this great education, but now that they've burnished their credentials by being in the State Department for a year.
And can you just tell us in the minute or so we have left briefly, who are the people who are working, who are the veterans who are working for you right now?
Yeah, we have right in the office right now, we have two Air Force veterans. Both of them are from different parts of the country. They both have different educational backgrounds, and they're both looking for that capstone to what I would say was their service experience and then their education. This is the capstone of that some way, but it's the doorway to the next place. They're remarkably ambitious. They're humble. They service is in their blood, so they are a natural fit for this place.
And if people wanted to know more about this program, where would they go?
They could go to our website, which is and I should mention that the next class is going to start on March 13th. The applications will be due. So if they go to our website, and I'm looking it up right now, which is
well, let's say that
www.vip.org, but they can go to the
vip.org. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much,